Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to Common Ground. That's right, we are finally back right here live on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. Remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley and Needles, and 106.7 right here in Lake Havasu City. And it is Election Day today, so make sure to go out and vote. All the polling places that you can go to for your city will be in that sample ballot you received. And if you don't have it, it will be on the internet somewhere, I believe, on the Mojave County site. And finally, today on Common Ground, our subject will be socialism versus capitalism with your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Jim Chaney.
Good morning. Thank you, Marissa. We have a guest today, too. Welcome back, David Diaz,
hello.
Vice Mayor.
Nice to be here.
On Election Day.
On Election Day.
Yep, yep.
It's been a long process, and today all the results should come in.
Are you excited about tomorrow and having it just be over?
Yeah, historically here in Lake Havasu, I'm not sure how it is in Bullhead, but historically here in Lake Havasu, during the primary is when we actually elect our mayor and our city council.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Jim Chaney, your vice host.
Welcome back.
Well, we're with the vice mayor. I ought to be the vice host, right?
Right.
That's his grand joke of the day.
Yes. Well, interestingly, President Trump did an address about elections very, very recently. Did you, either one of you, catch that address?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched some of it. I think he was talking about the 2020 election, right?
Right.
So, and back then when Sidney Powell, one of the attorneys, and Giuliani were bringing things up, and Trump was bringing, and everyone was saying, oh, they're conspiracy theories, they did this, and none of it's true. And, of course, with most things that Trump says that people say he's crazy, 4 or 5 years down the road, everything turns out to be true. So now the receipts are coming out. So, but as far as anyone can be held accountable, who knows? You know, there's some things that happen, but no one ever seems to be held accountable.
That's the most frustrating part of all of it. I really want to see mugshots.
Yeah.
It makes me mad that President Trump has a mugshot and people like Pelosi don't. Martha Stewart does. Pelosi doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband. He's a good driver.
Yeah, right?
Slow up and down the driveway.
That's just one example. There's so much corruption and there is no accountability. And it's so frustrating for we the people, especially when it's right there.
Well, I remember they even had people that were UPS drivers and some United States postal workers that were on camera under sworn affidavit that they were delivering pallets of ballots from like Pennsylvania to from New York. I mean, it was just all the stuff is on tape and under sworn testimony, and nothing ever happens.
And you know, Dave, my take on this, and it irks me because time and time again. And they haven't caught on to what they're saying. Democrats will say, when they're criticizing somebody who questions the legitimacy of those results, they say there was no widespread voter fraud. And every single time they say that, they are admitting there was fraud.
Because the key word is widespread. It wasn't
widespread.
Yeah.
And what is widespread?
What do you
sound like Bill Clinton, you know. What is widespread? Is widespread?
Right.
Yeah, we cheated on two votes in Golden Valley because we had them vote Democrat, and you know, we tried to make it look good by just taking two, but we didn't go and make it look like all of Golden Valley voted Democrat.
Before we get too deep into the subject, I did forget to give out the phone number. So both of our lines are open. You can call at 928-854-5687. That's 928-854-5687. Or if you're a little antisocial like me, you can text us at... What?
You're not antisocial.
Oh, you want to know. 928-727-5566 is our text line. So any questions or comments through the show, reach out. Let's make this talk radio, not just listen radio.
Right, you guys, we want to know what you think. So one of the things that was going around, specifically about Arizona after Trump released all that, was I don't know if you've seen the –
I try not to look at that.
It says that Governor Katie Hobbs won Arizona by 17,117 votes in 2022. And then Arizona processed 334,088 duplicate registrations.
Duplicate registrations.
Right. So I deep dived into this a little bit because the way that it's presented makes it look like she...
she received more votes than were available?
It says that she won by 17,000. There were 434,000 duplicate registrations. So I went in and said, exactly what does that mean? What does duplicate registrations mean? And that it said, like, if you move and you get, you know, one at your old house and one at your new house, it doesn't necessarily mean that they were all counted as votes. They were registrations. So they're being a little... cloudy with their verbiage.
Well, I could tell you, so I was really close with Carrie Lake when she was running against Katie Hobbs for governor. I think you know this.
Yes,
so
yeah.
We talked about
right.
it.
She came to my restaurant.
An outdoor event at your restaurant. I remember specifically day of voting in that election, standing in line at the Quality Inn here, which was my voting center, and Carrie called me about 9:10 in the morning. That's how early it was. And it says, David, they're already messing with the machines aren't working at all. They're kind of the red counties, I mean, the red precincts and so forth. None of the machines are working. They're doing this or doing that. So that was interesting. But it also goes back to, we talked about how the importance of voting is. So that, at that election, you just mentioned that Katie won by 17,000 votes, the whole state.
Yeah.
This is how important Mojave County is in the election. So Maricopa County is about 67% of the overall electorate in the state of Arizona. Mojave County is the reddest county, almost probably in the whole nation. Very, very red. We had that year, even though they did all this double registration and other nonsense going on, we had 20,000 registered Republicans in Mojave County that did not vote that election.
You guys, get out there and vote.
So if we vote, we win. And when Trump won in 2026, we did the too big to rig thing, and we just pushed, get out and vote. Normally, our voter participation rate is like in the 30s,
right,
which is anemic. When Trump was in almost 80%, so we could outbeat the cheat if we get out and vote. And we had a school board race here in 2020, I think it was, where the winner won by one vote.
Wow.
Dang.
So I remember that.
So every vote counts.
Yeah, you know? They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Lisa?
Yeah.
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 You know, Dave, you mentioned 20,000 Republicans didn't vote. Here's a conspiracy theory. Are we sure?
Yeah.
Did they do mail-in votes?
Did they
see a Trump flag flying in the yard and the mailman went?
That's
why I would never mail in vote.
Well, and that's a great point. What we pushed this year was, and people were even up with early voting. It just ended on Friday at the library. We told people that they did a mail-in vote. They filled it out at home. They sealed it up. They signed it on the outside, and they were going to take it into the library, just drop it off. We said, no. Take it in with your driver's license. They will verify your signature right there, and then they'll put it in the special box so that it doesn't go in the special, have to verify your signature box. They've already verified your signature. So,
okay.
And we've been getting questions. I just had a question just now. So people are asking, well, how come I'm not seeing any results yet?
Because
it's 9 in the morning.
By law, the polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. They can't give any results out until 8 o'clock. So about 8:05, 8:10, we'll start getting results from the county. And those are all the early voting. It's none of the votes. Then after that, every hour on the hour is all the other votes that have voted, people that voted today.
Which, so, by right. the way, we will be giving yes. live updates.
Yep.
Paul Lavoie and Ron Gould tonight at 8.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll be giving live updates.
Yep.
And it's from 8 to 10 tonight, I believe, is the yes. where they're going to be doing that.
So that's why I say I figured by 12 midnight we should have a pretty good idea who's going to win the local races. And usually the early voting hasn't been that much percentage-wise, but usually it's a good indicator of that first dump of votes that comes in is a good indicator of what the trend's going to be.
You know, back when Trump lost the election, I was co-hosting a morning TV show in Laughlin, and Tara and I were doing our late-night returns, and we were like, well, are we going to call it for Trump?
Right.
And then we woke up, and he lost.
That was horrific. All of us remember, I'm sure.
I remember that.
That was it. Was
went to bed. This is,
it was a shock.
Even Vegas odds were just, oh, my, Trump's. Yeah. And then I turned off the TV, went to bed, wake up in the morning. Wait, Joe got 97% of the votes that came in after 12 midnight or whatever.
It was insane.
I'm really sorry.
Not
possible.
And
I'm not sorry. Why did I even say that?
The same thing just recently happened to in the mayoral race in Los Angeles. Same thing.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing.
And who in their right mind would vote for her?
20,000 votes came in, and they were all for the Democratic candidate.
What has happened? What has happened?
Interesting. What are the odds of that?
What has happened to where we had leaders who were able to speak with authority and not sound like kindergarten teachers?
Hmm. Yeah.
Well,
I was a social worker.
Yeah, we've dumbed down a lot of things.
We really have.
So. Right.
But get out there and vote.
Right.
Respect the 75-foot rule. It's one of the best rules, I think, in America when it comes to voting. We get to vote privately.
What exactly is the 75-foot rule?
You cannot electioneer within 75 foot of the polling place. Okay.
So no signs?
So, that means you can't be out there with your baseball bat saying, boy, you're not going to vote here.
That's what that is. Any campaign sign.
Part of it.
Any campaign sign, any tent to have people come by has to be can't be any closer than 75 foot of the entrance of where the voting is. And also, another thing, if there is a 10 by 10, some of the candidates have like that a 10 by 10 pop up out there, they have to sit behind the table. You can't go out and, hey, come over here, we'll show you who to vote for. The person that has to come up to you and talk to you. You can't go out beyond the table and solicit them and talk to them. They have to come up to you and ask questions, you know.
You can't sit there and say, hey, vote for Katie Hobbs, here's your coupon for a free drink at Blondie's.
You can if they come to the table. You could do all that.
Right.
But you cannot walk outside the table, see someone get out of their car, hey, come over here, let's talk to you about how you're going to vote. You can't do that.
Paul Lavoie had on the a little bit this morning. He's talking to a guy about drones.
Yeah.
This goes for drones, too.
Oh.
And I thought, well, man, now they're really fly your drone over with a little banner that says you're.
That's why you see when you go to the library, you see all the signs are right out in the curb right there when the people are turning in. Nothing's close to the. And then the library actually puts a pole up with a sign at the 75-foot mark and say nothing beyond this.
Right.
Yes.
Interesting. I didn't know about the 75-foot rule.
Now, with drones, drones
is a different. We're in a whole new monkey now.
I imagine skeet shooting will be in order.
Well, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Now, some people still debate that the 75-foot thing. They still think it's illegal. Oh, it's illegal. You know, social media is when I was running for office.
That it's illegal?
Some people still, they don't know. They're just uneducated on the rules. So you see it all over social media. That's illegal. I went to the library to go vote, and there's people out there with a tent and voter intimidation, and they're not supposed to be out there anyway. It's against the law. It's not.
There's a place in Bullhead City where, in the past, I don't know if they're still doing it, but somebody's office was right next door, actually within the same building where you could drop off your early voting, and that's probably a wrong spot for that voting ballot box.
Right.
All right, we do need to cut to our first break here.
Well, let's do it then.
All right.
We want people to call in also.
Right.
Yes, we want to hear from you. All right, we will be right back on Common Ground. Stay tuned to KNTR Talk. This song's for you.
She said that ain't the way to have fun. Son, that ain't the way.
Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on KMTR Talk 106.7, 5M3, the voice of the free. All right, we are going to transition into our actual subject now.
Well, that was our subject.
Well,
we're going to talk about
part of it.
It's important to vote. It's the most important thing you can do as
part
a private
it,
yeah. citizen
yes.
is vote.
And I also wanted to point out that ABC and NBC did not broadcast the presidential address for the first time in the history of ever. And, I mean, if you don't want to believe Trump, then don't believe Trump. That's your choice. But they took the choice away.
And they may regret it.
Why, you think so?
They could get their license yanked.
Well,
You're biting the hand that feeds you.
You are. You are. I did look it up. Was it illegal for them to not air it? And it said no, that they don't have to. But
yeah, it's a request.
It certainly looked really bad. And he's our president. Whether you like him or not, he's still the president. If he has an address to the nation, let the nation hear it. If you have that, I mean, they have billions of, Trump went on and said afterwards, they know we're giving them billions and billions
subsidies.
Of dollars worth of air,
yeah.
airtime and stuff. You know, this is ridiculous.
But bottom line, when you're a news organization and you're supposed to report the news and you purposefully do not report a news event, you're no longer doing the news.
Right.
Well,
it's interesting.
Any news thing, it's all become very opinionated now. They air what they want, you know. There's no just straight truth anymore.
Very biased.
There is straight truth, but it's being presented and edited or just simply not reported. And, you know,
they
did it.
It has a bias to it.
So now, socialism versus capitalism.
Yes. I have some questions for you, my mm-hmm. friend. I know that you are conservative.
Yes.
And with that usually means capitalism.
Yes.
And I personally am I saved my tips for 9 years to buy my first restaurant. I'm like poster child capitalist. However, I was also born in Canada, and I believe...
You're getting deported.
whoa.
I was born in Canada by American citizens.
Oh, okay. So are you a Canadian citizen?
I got dual.
Okay.
And when I was born in their hospitals, it was covered because of the socialist medicine.
Even though your parents weren't Canadian?
They were residents. They lived there.
They were residents. Okay.
Yes. So just like when we have people come here that have a baby, we take care of them. If they are we have systems that take care of, like welfare systems that take care of them. Canada isn't like that, though. If you're sick, you go to the doctor, and it's all covered. It's free.
But don't you have to wait months sometimes for basic procedures? And so I have some friends from Canada, and they say, yeah, it is what you say it is, but the caveat is you have to wait a long time just to get basic. I remember a few years ago, there was a documentary by that mental patient, Director Michael Moore, and he was touting the great healthcare in Cuba. he actually went to Cuba and filmed this thing, and it was a joke because I've been to Cuba, and it is just, even the dogs on the street are poor. It's completely not the way to do things. Same thing, they have socialized medicine there, and everything is just poor, and you have to wait for. But Canada is, that's what I hear. I've been experienced it myself, but
I personally think that our system in the United States is broken.
Mm-hmm. I agree,
and it's unreachable.
Why is it? You started off on this. What do you mean? What do you think? Why do you think it's broken? We have more discovery, more health care. We have the best care in the world.
Because
the pricing is like unobtainable. I mean, what do you mean it's a couple $1,000 for a ride in the Wee Woo bus?
Well, right. If we don't have capitalism, you're not going to have these great cures.
But they can't charge, you know, $45 for a Tylenol either. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. So, I mean,
Trump's trying to address some of that, too, with some of the prices, even for people that need insulin, that are diabetic and so forth.
I was just going to touch on that. I know, okay, going to what I've seen on the internet, I mean, there was this TikTok video that there was this American in Britain saying, how much do you think 2 insulin pens would cost? And here it's like $600. These people couldn't believe our prices.
And it's exactly the same drug.
My sister is a type 1 diabetic, and if it weren't for our amazing insurance, because my mom works for the city, we would be emptying our pockets trying to keep my sister alive.
So the issue...
Like, it is insanity.
Yeah, the issue is, and I think you we'll get into that, is the... And you guys were kind of debating it a bit, but the broken part of our system is, I think the insurance companies are out of control, and the pharmaceutical companies, just what they're allowed to charge and what they... So Trump is trying to address some of that stuff, and he's also working with Robert Kennedy and so forth. So they've lowered the price of some of these things, but some of these things are really crazy. You know, one of the drugs I have to take was like before it got generic was like $900 every 3 months, but I could drive to Aguadones and get it for $100.
Right.
You know, it's exactly the same thing. So it's interesting. They've kind of forced people to do that, but
and that's a horrible thing that mm-hmm. situation has existed
mm-hmm.
literally in a lot. You know, I want to say it was actually through the city of Bullhead City, but it or loosely tied to the city. They were running buses to Algodones for Americans in Bullhead to go and buy their drugs in Mexico.
A lot of people were doing that during COVID. They were going down there and getting the Z-Packs. And the,
Like, listeners, how many people do you know that go to Mexico to get their teeth done?
Yeah.
Or have a cosmetic procedure?
Yeah.
That's
a broken part of our system. It's just the overcharging people.
It's astronomical.
Yeah.
I think part of... Okay, I'll take a little bit of the middle. I think part of the problem... with capitalism is the greed. That's why prices are so high. You know, like, people's, especially today, like, people have been so much more focused on, ooh, money, 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 money. That's their only goal these days. And then greed just inflates these prices more and more and more.
Have you noticed the difference in price that you're paying now for a hamburger at McDonald's than you were?
It's insanity.
Inflation.
Now, whose fault is that? Capitalism or socialism? Why has the price of burgers at McDonald's gone up? Dave, your answer, please.
I know the answer is the minimum wage.
The minimum wage. That's why you can't walk into a casino in Laughlin, and it's very hard to find a $5 blackjack.
Seattle, which you're familiar with, Seattle was the first city that came up with this ridiculous like $20 minimum wage. And then people complain, I go to Walmart, I go to them, there's all these kiosks, there's all these self-checkout. Because at self-checkout, you don't have to pay minimum wage to. You don't have to pay insurance. You don't have to pay all the stuff that you have to pay an employee, a benefit. And it's destroyed the business climate in Seattle.
Have you seen the lawsuit that's coming forward where the people are trying to get 10% discount for using a kiosk?
Yeah, I've seen that. One guy said, he made a joke. I haven't done my taxes yet because I'm waiting for Walmart to send me my W-2 because every time I go there, I'm doing all the work for them.
The checker.
But the minimum wage, you pay someone $20 and they still want more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so the perception of the worker is still, I'm just doing a minimum wage job. You can't ask me to do that too.
Kind of blending in all the illegal immigration that's come in the country. That's another part of it. But those jobs, I mean, I grew up in the 60s and 70s. Those jobs were never made to be a job that you support a household with. And
correct.
Those were entry-level jobs. You go flip burgers at McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell or whatever, and then you move your way up the ladder. But now the people think because that's all their skill set is, and that's supposed to they can't support their family. Well, it wasn't supposed to be that. It wasn't supposed to be a job that you support your family with.
So David, many people on the left point to issues like wealth gaps and corporate influence under capitalism. How would you defend the system while acknowledging real problems, and what free market or limited government solutions do you propose instead of not bigger welfare?
Well, I think one thing, and I think they're trying to do that, some of the interest rates that some of these, they've had some congressional hearings about it, where some of these credit card companies are, they're charging 28-30% interest rates on some of these.
It's a killer.
It kills people. So mm-hmm. some of that stuff could be regulated. But the other day, one of the Democrat lefty politicians in Washington, I forget who it was, mentioned that, I think it was AOC. She said that no one should be able to make, there shouldn't be any, trillionaires. It's right when Elon Musk became a trillionaire. And then the other day, they're talking about now controlling the rents, which is complete socialism in New York. And they said landlords should not be allowed to make 12% on their investment.
12.5, Dave. Cut them some slack.
So it's like, so well, it's the free market dictates, you know.
Yes. That is communism. The thought that they're even thinking it, that you're going to tell this guy what he's saying and the way he said it is, nobody has a right to make 12.5% interest on their investment.
And he's
where'd that thought process come from, first of all? But beyond that, why, if I'm going to buy a rundown hotel in downtown L.A., which I was in this last week 5 times off of Skid Row, and it's a mess, okay, why, if I'm going to redevelop that, would I want to be limited to a profit of 12.5% when
point?
I could double my reward? I could this could happen in Bullhead City in an area called Riviera. It was always vacation homes, mobile homes. There's homes there, they're homes that are mobiles that they still have the taillights on them. They're trailers that still have the taillights on them, and they're old, they're run down. Developers are going into that area, they're buying the land with that rundown trailer, yanking it out, and building, you know, decent, modest stick homes. And when you start spewing stuff out like that you're going to only be able to make 12.5%, then why in the world would I ever want to invest in Bullhead City?
That's
or
outrageous.
New York,
right,
for that matter.
Right.
You've got to let... Capitalism is opportunity and the chance to go make the big bucks.
He even added to that that he would he's going to define out of control landlords or property owners that are getting too much rent, that he was going to seize their property.
Yeah.
And the
what?
Because that's an out of control landlord. He's not doing right for the people, so he has a right to seize their property. And the biggest example of this is Venezuela, before Maduro took over, was one of the richest countries in South America, vast oil reserves, the median income, everything. Everyone was just, it was a beautiful country. And in a span of 20 years, he's just destroyed it with socialism.
Yeah.
They took over everything. Same thing in Cuba.
Dave, in Cuba. This one thing, and I thought there's a comparison, and sometimes when we get on a thought pattern and we start doing certain things and things come out of our mouth, okay, Gavin Newsom, if you're a billionaire and you're going to move out of California, we're going to tax you.
It's an exit tax.
Yeah.
You know, because you're leaving me, you're leaving our state, we're going to tax you. You know what they used to do in Berlin on that side of the wall if you wanted to leave? As you ran for the fence, the big block wall with the razor wire on top, they shot and killed you. Mm-hmm. They shot and killed you. And he wants to take your money that you've made in California and take it from you. It's the same principle. It's socialism bleeding into communism.
Because they've chased so many people out. Same thing's happening in New York, Kathy Hochul. So.
This is some scary stuff. All right, we got to cut to a break. We do have some text messages we'll hit as soon as we come back.
Yes, we will. All right, and before we cut to break, music history of the day. Today in 1987, Guns N' Roses released their first album, Appetite for Destruction, one of the most iconic debut albums. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Common Ground, right here on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. And back to you guys.
So we got a text message?
Oh, yes, we do. Let me hit that. My level's a little low.
Hit that.
There we go. Okay, we did get a text. For all the Democrats and socialists, Obamacare was the cure for health insurance. How has that worked out? That's question number one. And then number two, how would voting work under socialism?
Ooh. So... But guys, don't mind me answering the first part of that. So when Obamacare came out, they were talking about, and he's on tape saying this, that if you want your doctor, you could keep your doctor, and then your prices are going to go down. And none of that was true. People lost all their physician choices to kind of make you go to these certain places. And the price of everything since then has gone up. And I'll equate it to the astronomical cost of college right now, the tuition. That happened under Obama also. He took over the government to start giving student loans. Prior to Obama in 2008, that was not the case. So now the guaranteed repayment of these loans is by the government. So these colleges are just jacked up every year, just jacked up the prices. Socialism, again, everyone's the same. Everyone gets a loan. And then what happens? We have to legally, Joe Biden said we're going to relieve some of that debt, which he didn't have the authority to do. The Supreme Court told him no, and he did it anyway. So,
my apologies if this isn't exactly on topic, but there's like things happening with colleges, mm-hmm. okay, in California. Now, I'm a California guy. I graduated from Iowa. In California, now, you bring USC and UCLA into the Big Ten, and then they want a cash infusion, and the University of California system has $1 billion mm-hmm. that they want to give to the Big Ten to buy a portion of it. Now, that might sound all well and good, other than I don't want the UC system with a say in Big Ten owning the company, mm-hmm. okay, owning the company of the Big Ten. But my big question is, what in the world is the University of California with tuition out the roof? And one of the reasons I went to Iowa was cheaper to pay out of state in Iowa than in state at UCLA. And they're sitting over there on $1 billion that they can just go ahead and loan to somebody. They shouldn't even be having that $1 billion. They should be using that to lower the tuition.
Right.
We had the same thing happen here. I guess it was like maybe 3 years ago when ASU pulled out of the campus. We had a satellite campus here.
Yep.
And they claimed, the president of that university only gave us like a 24-hour notice, called our mayor and said we're pulling out. And we were shocked.
That was weird.
But they claimed it was financial because they claimed this Arizona State Legislature cut their funding. Completely untrue. The budget that got passed that year for the legislature gave ASU like $435 million in the budget was for ASU. They have like over, I think, 900 businesses that they own that brings in millions of dollars a year. Their president makes $1.5 million a year in salary. And they have a $4-point-something billion endowment.
I'm in the wrong business.
So it had nothing to do with finances.
So who owns the dirt on that campus?
So the campus is owned by the school district. The school district owns the whole thing.
And for the last couple of years, it's just
just sitting there.
Sitting there.
So the negotiation piece we're negotiating currently with another college to take over, but the negotiation was being held up because ASU owned the dorms, the dormitory that was there, mm-hmm. So. What happened just very recently, they ended up selling the dorms to the school district, and the school district will lease those dorms back to whoever takes over that college area. But that was the hiccup because those dorms are right in the middle of the campus. But that's a nice campus, and there should be an announcement here down the road pretty shortly about who's going to come to town and add a lot of good educational opportunities to Lake Havasu.
Well, good, because it's just sitting there.
Yeah,
and it's a big chunk of beautiful property.
It's owned by the school district.
And we need
hanging out.
We need it out here on this this side of the state.
All right, I do need to give out these numbers again. We still want to hear from you. Text us at 928-727-5566, or our call line is 928-854-5687.
All right, thank you, Marissa.
So I think we should also talk about, since we're talking about communism or socialism versus capitalism, how even within the Democratic Party right now, there's a big divide. Because some of the old-school Democrats, let's see if moderate, if there still is any moderate, they're not happy with their party being hijacked by the...
And some of them aren't that old-school.
They're not. They're not really. They really aren't. So they're having a big divide right now in their tent, like what direction they want to go, because they're getting really afraid of how this is going to affect their elections in the midterms and so forth.
Well, many people associate socialism with government overreach and inefficiency. How would you describe, or how would you define a democratic socialism in a way that distinguishes it from historical examples like the Soviet Union?
I think it's just a buzzword. There's really no difference. They just try to soften the blow and hoodwink people with special language that I'm a democratic socialist. You know, if you got socialists in there, you're a socialist. You know, Bernie and
it's one step away from communism.
Right, and the hypocrisy. Close. You know me, Melissa. The hypocrisy is just dumbfounding. You have Bernie Sanders, who's kind of started this democratic socialist. He claims to be a socialist. And yet he owns four mansions.
You know,
Obama, who really started the. If you go back and really look at, take a deep dive, all this ultra division that we were talking about earlier started with Obama in 2008. Now, if the world's going to, because of climate change, the sea's going to rise and everything's going to be flooding and there's all this stuff. No, he's got a super huge mansion at sea level in Martha's Vineyard. So it's the hypocrisy just drives me crazy.
It's bad. We are talking about the Democrats within the Democrat Party starting to, well, they're starting to eat each other and destroy each other because the rhetoric has gone so far to the right. We have a clip here, and this is of the streamer who comes in dressed like Mao Zedong, or Dong, and he actually has a little Hitler, it's not going to work, little Hitler mustache.
No, I'm saying I don't know who you're talking about.
And he's giving a speech in the fashion that really resembles Adolf Hitler at the Opera House in Germany. And listen to the anger, the hate, and the threatening tone of a Democrat socialist coming at members of his own party.
But no more to the Democrats who compromise, who conciliate, and who betray us.
Victim.
No more to the fascist reactionaries, but no more to the Democrats who will collaborate and cooperate with the fascists, who will fund ICE, who will fund Israel, who will help poison the planet, who will stiff workers and help bosses. We don't need those Democrats anymore.
What are you going to do with them?
In fact, we have a message. We are coming. We are en boss. We're en bot. We're unbound. And we will become undeniable.
And I'm wearing my Mao suit and with my Hitler mustache. And I'm here to destroy everything that America was based on.
And he is unbought.
And people are clapping for him. That's the scary part.
So you have these college professors, even if they're say like 55 years old. So that means when they were 20 years old, 35 years ago, what was 35 years ago, like 1991, right? They were being taught by socialist professors. So people are saying, why? Where are these kids learning all this stuff? Well, the people that are teaching the kids now, that are in their mid 50s, were taught the same stuff, and it's just kind of morphed into what we are now. That's why you have these kids graduating from school and they go in. I know people that have had, one of them is my niece, very conservative family, left California to go to Baylor University, came back a flaming liberal, socialist, and America's horrible. And I've seen over and over and over again. It's just really weird. It's a strange dynamic that's happening in this country right now.
I actually know somebody that same thing. Mm-hmm. Their kid went to college and came back just.
And we're one generation away
completely
from
different.
Communism.
Yeah.
We also looked up the difference between communism and socialism before the show.
Yeah, we did.
Basically, it's the same thing, except that in communism, the state owns everything. Now, you know, one thing, and I was a realtor, Dave, you asked me some of this stuff, but one of the principles of the United States is that you can own property. What happens when you own property and you own things, you will fight to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a renter and the Rodney King riots break out, you know what they did? Because I was there with, we were mentioning off air, Larry, hosting beach parties at Harrah's with people sitting on the beach going, hey, I rent. Go ahead and burn it. I don't care. Okay? But the Asian guy with the liquor stores up there with his shotgun protecting his property. You, and that's why we need people to be able to own homes.
All right, we do have one text before we're going to cut to break here. Winston Churchill said, "I contend that for a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket and trying to lift himself by the handle." That's the difference between socialism and communism.
Awesome. Thank you for that text.
That was nice.
I love it.
We are going to take our final break of the hour, and we do have one more music history for you. A sad one, unfortunately. Tomorrow, July 22nd, last year, Ozzy Osbourne dies at 76. Rest in peace, Ozzy. Welcome back to Common Ground, song request by Melissa. And I realized, my bad, I have not thanked our sponsors the entire show. It's been 2 weeks, so I'm a quick lightning round for our sponsors. Thank you to Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. Auto parts to paint and hardware and firearms, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware is your one-stop headquarters for just about it all. Annie's Thrift Shop. Every treasure you find at Annie's Thrift Shop helps support local charities, making every bargain a blessing. Off Northern Avenue in Kingman. Neat Pool and Supply. Family owned since 1970, Neat Pool and Supply has everything to turn your backyard into the oasis you deserve. At 52 Scott Drive, Havasu. Parker's Collision Center. Fender benders to full-size RVs and semis, Parker's Collision Center has over two decades of experience in Mojave County's largest state-of-the-art paint booth. Plain to donkey, they'll paint it all at Mojave Valley. Perfectly pressed cleaners. Dry cleaning, laundry service, and delivery from Kingman to Parker for just $10. Perfectly pressed cleaners lets you skip the chores and get back to life. Havasu local. And lastly, Blondie's Steakhouse. Mouth-watering steaks, unforgettable breakfast, the kind of flavor that keeps Havasu coming back. Blondie's Steakhouse off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills.
That was a good, good speed round.
Yes, thank you. And if you guys text us in 928-727-5566 or call in 928-854-KNTR, that last text about Winston Churchill, awesome.
Good visual.
We did get another one in. Is there freedom of speech and religion under socialism and or communism?
No.
No.
Socialism.
Socialism probably, but
speech. I think. I mean,
not communism.
Communism. No, they will kill you.
We are coming to get you. Like the guy just said in that clip we played, we're coming to get you. If you say that, your opinion, they don't. If your opinion doesn't match ours, you're done. You're out. It's over.
Now Mexico is a socialist country. France is a socialist country. Spain is a socialist country.
Is Canada? They have the medicine,
they have speech, but not as free as we can. But in a communist country, no, you cannot badmouth the government. But I would like to say one thing as we wrap this up, if you guys don't mind. So, if the United States was such a horrible country, like some of these socialists that are here now are trying to say. And communists that are here to say that we're so bad, we have this bad history, and we got to change and destroy it and start all over. Why is everyone trying to come here? Why are all the immigrants still trying to come to the United States, leaving socialist communist countries?
And Dave, why did Rosie O'Donnell come back?
Right,
they're chasing the.
Isn't the of capitalism. Land of opportunity?
Land of opportunity.
Isn't that who we are?
They hate it so much they refuse to leave it.
That's why I love the stories you can hear about some of the immigrants that come here the right way. And they start from scratch, and now they own restaurants or businesses or companies or whatever. And you know, they don't have that opportunity.
There's a prime example right here.
Right.
This immigrant from Canada.
Yes, exactly.
I do agree that we like chasing the dream. The only thing I have a problem with is the greed has increased more and more and more.
I don't think so. Well, I think that greed has always been in America.
Well, yes, but like going back to the healthcare thing, like. We just need to control it a little more. It just feels out of control.
Why is greed a bad thing? Why is greed a bad thing?
I think government greed is a bad thing.
It's motivational.
Well, yeah, mostly government greed.
Greed is motivational.
We just need to make things a little more obtainable, I guess. That's my only problem with our government.
And when people find loopholes in the system to take advantage of people, That's what I would call it. That's the bad part. Like we talked about the student loans that are backed by the government.
That's
they just know they could charge whatever they want, raise the prices, whatever they want, and they're going to get guaranteed payback. You know, and they put people in debt for 30 years to get a useless underwater basket weaving degree. So you know, so right?
Underwater basket weaving.
I loved that class.
So when my son went to college, we had the student loan people. They lined up just pouncing on the 18-year-olds. My son did it. I ended up paying it off for him, getting him out of it, so he didn't. He would still be paying it today. It was Fannie Mae who the loan was through. Terrible idea. Don't ever do that.
Yep.
Don't do it.
Totally agree.
Yes.
So we do have to wrap things up. Dave, nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you, too. I like the conversation. We kind of scattered all over the place besides just communism and socialism and capitalism, but I think it was a good conversation.
Oh, and back to the top. It's election day. Go vote.
We just got one more text. Greed leads to fraud. Thank you.
No. Somalian daycare.
No. Well, okay. Fraud is a greedy thing, but greed. Why did you open your business? You did it to make money.
I had a dream.
That's greed.
I'm a dreamer.
And I would see where you're going with it. I would say that these people that are creating fraud with the Medicare fraud and the home health care fraud and these leering centers, all this stuff, that's bad. That's the kind of greed that we don't want.
That's right. Thievery. That's not greed.
We need to wrap this up here, guys.
It's totally different thing.
Get out and vote. Lake Havasu people, get out and vote today. You have until 7 p.m. Make your voices heard. Vote.
All right, we will catch you next week on Common Ground.
They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. 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 They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.